My name is Brandon Sway, and this is Success and Happiness. Success and happiness are two things that we as human beings all share a desire to have. We all want success and happiness. And at times we want it so much, we don't care if it comes at the expense of someone else's success and happiness. I'd like to take a minute to discuss these two factors and how they affect our lives, and also how one could possibly obtain these two aspects in their own life. Toward the end of this discussion, I will be using a first-person point of view, or a personal point of view, to explain success, as it's easier to identify what type of success I would want rather than someone else's, because I cannot know the true desires of another person. I think that would be assumption. Yeah, that I'm pretty sure that's assumption. And before we actually delve deeper into this discussion, I'd like to first analyze what the terms success and happiness actually mean. We usually use the word success in terms of popularity or wealth, rather than seeing it as a form of accomplishment manifested by hard work and devotion. And although both definitions of the term success are correct descriptions, I just think the second one is a more accurate way of understanding what success is. And happiness is a state of being happy, you know, the state of mind you enter when you're not overthinking or worrying about what to do or what you didn't do. It's the act of being content with oneself and one's life. Okay, let's get into it. So, how do these two factors affect our life? Or our lives, sorry. I think a more accurate question would be, how does it not affect our lives? I mean, we base most of our lives off of this vague vision of success, without truly understanding what type of success we want. It wouldn't be wrong to assume that it frustrates some of us. It makes us upset and depressed, and this is one way that it affects us. It makes us upset because we are trying to head in a direction that is not clearly perceived or thought out. Of course, I would be upset or depressed. I wouldn't know where I'm going half the time. I'd be mad as fuck. Like, bro, we passed that Walmart and that McDonald's like 3 or 4 times, bro. Are we going in the right direction or are we heading in circles? That's why direction is key. And by identifying what type of success you want, you will unknowingly identify the direction to head in as well. Identify the problem to identify the direction to identify the solution to achieve a specified outcome. Even Albert Einstein said, the first step in creating a solution is first acknowledging the problem. And this same state of analysis is taking place when trying to identify what type of success you want. Identifying what type of success you want being the problem and figuring out what it is and what to do about it being the direction to head in to find the solution. It's simple logic once you break it down. Success and happiness is not something that has to make you miserable to think about. But it could also be like a force that drives you forward, and it does drive some of us forward. And by knowing what type of success we would like to achieve makes all the difference. And it also helps when you know what you're good at, and you work hard to hone those skills than it is to work hard on something that someone else told you to be or told you to do. And that's why direction makes all the difference. Know what you want, work hard on how you'll get what you want, and you'll be successful. Alright, now let's pan into that more personal point of view as I mentioned earlier, and let's start identifying what kind of success I would like, and observe how that success may bring happiness to my life. I'll be going over how one could go about obtaining success and happiness after I explain this. I want to be the type of successful that when I wake up in the morning, I don't have to deal with the anxiety of not knowing what to do or where to start. The type of success where life has been set to my own terms. And I can work on what I love to do for work and actually make a living off of it. That type of success would take care of all those factors that are possible reasons for my inability to be happy and successful. And to get to be that successful, I have to change my entire life around. The things I love doing every day that doesn't benefit me or help me get to where I'm trying to get, I have to have enough discipline to cut those things out and replace it with more healthy and beneficial habits. For example, if I'm trying to be a millionaire, I won't ever see that $1 million if I'm stuck watching TV on my couch all day, or if I'm sitting in front of my computer reading memes every day of the week, or if I'm just being lazy and not wanting to do anything to the last minute. Those things are not the catalyst to success. The people who make a living off of what they love have had the same realization. They take into consideration everything they're good at, and then they ask themselves, okay, how can I use these skills or these things that I'm good at to make my life better? Or how can I use my talents or passions to create a life where I can live on my own terms? And then they work backwards and try to figure it out. It's the same as creating a story for a comic book. You start off with the main goal of the story and work backwards on how the lead protagonist of said story will achieve that goal. You could work forward and figure out your goal on the way, but I just think it'll be harder without having a specific goal, you know, a specific direction to head in before you plan out a whole story or before you plan on being successful or how to be successful. A direction is always good when trying to figure out those things. Therefore, set a goal, work backwards on how you can achieve that goal, and then go from there. And success will come to you if you are heading in the right direction and if you have direction. I truly hope this helped you understand these two factors in a new light, and I'd be more than happy to hear your view of things as well. And you can do that by sending me a message on Anchor, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and I will get back to you and respond to you as soon as I can. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am Brandon Sway. This was Success and Happiness, and I will see or hear from you all on the next podcast. Take care.